Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue is performed by orchestras everywhere, but not everyone has heard the original jazz band version composed for a 1924 experimental concert that blurred the boundaries between jazz and classical music. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
In the 1924 premiere of Rhapsody in Blue, George Gershwin played the piano with a jazz band of 23 musicians.
You can actually hear the tin pan in Tin Pan Alley with this version.
Pianist John Kimura Parker.
I approach the piece a little differently when I play this version. I feel like I can emphasize the beats a little more, get a little bit more of that drum set sound into my part at the piano. It's a place where I can actually enjoy the fact that the piano is, by definition, a percussion instrument.
Gershwin wrote the piece in just a few weeks for two pianos and then consulted with Ferdy Groffé, who arranged it for the jazz band. Bandleader Paul Whiteman called the concert an experiment in modern music, and Gershwin's piece was a hit.
It's so many things at once. I mean, it is a classical piece in the sense that it's for piano and orchestra. It is not a classical piece in the sense of structure. What was really innate for Gershwin was this incredible sense of melody, of rhythm, of color, evoking an era. I mean, that is so incredible in his music.
Gershwin continued to express his distinctive style in multiple genres, including orchestral works, a string of musicals for Broadway, and his groundbreaking opera, Porgy and Bess.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.